Welcome to episode 100, A Story of Success. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me. I want to thank everybody who listened in the year 2020 to Real Facts on Real Estate. It was a great success for us with over 5,000 downloads. I know everybody enjoys all the different episodes from interviews all the way through just general training of how to be a better real estate professional. This year, I'm going to talk about the year 2020, what we did in the past, and we're also going to go forward with what's going to go on in 2021. So first off, let's just break down the year 2020. The year 2020 was an interesting one for many. There were a lot of people out there that took a lot of struggles. They had trouble because of COVID-19, riots, and many other things that happened this year. But in real estate, one of the things is we actually benefited from it. We all grew. We took on more business than ever, and we were able to take a negative and turn it into a positive. Whether it be people relocating from the city to try to get away from the virus, to people learning that they can work from home forever because their boss told them, no longer do you need to come back in. You can meet me right here on Zoom. You can meet me right online. You don't have to actually physically come to the office. So now we have people looking for home offices. This led to an influx of home purchases and home sales, people trying to get a new Zoom room, people trying to get a place for the kids to school from home, people just trying to get a place that's better for staycationing, people trying to get away from the mass crowds, the mass pandemonium. During that time, Movementum Realty took a lot of growth. We added on quite a few agents, probably up by about 70%. It was a great year, and we did over $20 million in real estate sales. It's a really exciting number as a company. As we continue to grow, we continue to see that number grow. It's really exciting. So right now, we've got 5,000 listings, $20 million in sales, over 70% new agents. We have more training than ever, and we have more people growing and actually joining the group. So for 2021, the group Movementum Realty, we're looking to get over 100 agents. Actually, our goal is 150. We're hoping that we can see that. This week alone, we've hired 3 new agents. And why is that? Why are we finding so much success on hiring? Well, first, it's definitely our groups and our podcasts and other things like that, attracting new people to the business and getting people the idea of great training is free and great training is right here at Movementum Realty. But another thing is we have a lot of people who are non-essential employees or were working for companies that maybe they were essential, but the company just did not do too well. So it's time to find a different job. That means that in 2021, more people than ever are going to jump into becoming real estate agents. Real estate agents had the luck of being called essential employees. Now, I know a lot of people might say, why are we essential employees? What would that have to do with anything? How is it essential in any way to buy or sell a home? But the truth is, it is. Because remember, not everybody has the right to live with their parents indefinitely. Not everybody can just tell their landlord, I'm going to stay longer. Not everybody can not move across the country to get that new job, which means people need housing and people need it now. They can't wait until a pandemic's over and just spend a year or a year and a half in somebody else's place just waiting for things to change. So that was a big force. It was like a lot of people are saying, okay, I got to move. I got to do something, which means people are getting into real estate because they can see that we're essential. And right now, that's great, but it also means that there's more competition in the business than ever. So that means that agents are going to need to train harder in order to do. I think more agents will mean less business for less agents that are more successful. So what that means is you need to learn to manage your deals better in 2021. You need to be stronger. You need to train harder. And you need to be out in front of everybody, which is an interesting thing because 2021, with all the growth we have so many different variables coming up as an agent. I would say overall, though, Movementum Realty is scheduled for some enormous growth. Some of the new areas include Rhode Island, where we just got licensed and we will be opening doors within the next few weeks here. Cape Cod, where we just opened up a little bit of an idea of a branch coming soon. We haven't told anybody where, but we're talking about the Cape Cod. Boston, where we've hired some new agents in and we're working more than ever. And then Western Massachusetts, where we've also hired new agents in. As a remote brokerage, you won't necessarily see tons of new physical office locations opening up. You'll just see more agents and more branding and more online advertising expanding out from our center core, which is right here in southeastern Massachusetts. We've hired a new creative director, Kyle. Kyle's been a great help. He's been helping rebrand the entire company, as well as get everything ready so that the agents have better assets, so that when they're meeting with people, they have better things to hand out, more information for people, and a lot of other things like that. Another thing is in the year 2021, in order to attract more agents, because we are hiring both new and existing agents, we decided that it would be really good to give everybody a free video profile. Having Kyle as a professional movie production guy, it's really nice to be able to create great, high-quality video for people so that they can show off who they are and put together their video profile. One of the things we always say here is, if you don't create a profile, you allow people to profile you. What do I mean by that? Well, by giving somebody a profile, meaning a video profile, we can set the stage. We can tell them all about things. I like to golf. I like to go swimming. I have kids. I have a dog. I live in these towns. I went to these colleges. This way here, when somebody who does not know us runs into our profile online, they watch the video and they simply learn about us. When we don't give somebody enough information, this allows them to profile us. What do I mean by that? What I mean is it allows them to go in our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and any other social media sites we have and selectively choose photos, comments, and everything else about us and decide what they think we are. Now, for some of us, it's not that bad of a deal because for a long time, we've known that people audit our profiles and we're not going to write things that we shouldn't and we're not going to share pictures we shouldn't. But for some of us, this can be very scary. This means that your clients are going in and looking at pictures of you playing beer pong, or you dressed as something silly for Halloween, or you acting silly. Not that people don't understand that everybody has had fun, that everybody, you know, was a kid once and everything. But what happens is when they're interviewing you as a professional and they see these photos, it might sell them on a different agent than you. So again, that's why in 2021, any agents joining Movementum Realty to become a Move Mentor are going to get a free video profile by us. And it's going to be top of the line. We usually do them about a minute and a half, 3 minutes long. Really exciting. We get a lot of great free things that we give away. Another thing that happened in the year 2021 is we've actually joined the National Association of Realtors. Why do we do that? They actually control the industry quite hard. We were unable to join the Cape Cod MLS system, so we decided the best way to combat that and to continue to grow was to become a realtor firm. We were a non-realtor firm before this, but we're very proud now to be a realtor firm. We're going to take great advantage of all the benefits offered by realtor, and we're going to make sure that all of our clients get to leverage off the benefits of our being a realtor as well, so that we can sell their properties for more money and faster than ever. So now let's talk about the year 2021 and what it brings sales-wise. As of today, when I looked earlier, there was 3,278 homes for sale in the state of Massachusetts. This is an incredibly low number. Oftentimes, it's between 10 and 15,000. And like I said, we have only 3,000 something. What this means is we have an extremely stressed seller's marketplace. This means sellers are able to demand the money they want, to demand the terms they want, and sometimes to act without any reason, just making everybody do exactly what they want. While this is great and all, lots of people are happy on the sell side, this leads to a lot of stress in the environment, and it leads to a lot of unsatisfied buyers. The buyers are out there making offers, feeling like they did their best, sometimes going 10, 15, even 20, 30, 40,000 over asking, and still getting denied because somebody else got it. This can be a really tough place. So as an industry professional, it's really important to learn how to get more listings in the year 2021 on the market to help people understand the difference between sitting at the table and cashing your chips out, to get people to understand the difference between why refi when you can rebuy. What do I mean by that? With historic low interest rates, many people are going for the refinance. The refinance is a great idea because it's going to save you money ultimately. But sometimes when you look at a refinance and then you look at the option of being able to sell your home, take the equity out, take the lower interest rate, rebuy, you're able to actually ratchet up the size house you have and budget you have and ratchet down your payment. Recently, I did a cost analysis with a mortgage professional friend of mine, and we looked at a house and we went up by $100,000. And we moved, they were only there for 3.5 years. We played with real numbers. And this person was able to save $27 a month by spending $100,000 more. Now, I know a lot of people out there will argue, it's all about the top line. It's all about how much you pay for a house. So I'm not going to buy while prices are up. But I want you to look at the bottom line numbers, the monthly payment number. A lot of people might argue, well, Sean, that's foolish. You know, they could say $19.99 a month all they want, but it still adds up to XYZ. Yes, it does. But if you look at your monthly payment and you're not that far into your loan and you change into your new monthly payment and it's lower, when you look at the fact that most people don't own a house past 5 to 10 years, You just simply need to multiply how much you pay a month by how many months you're there, and you'll be able to figure out what your total expenditure is for that home. Now, mind you, if you bought something higher and actually more valuable, chances are you've actually gained equity in that purchase, and you've actually gained leverage in the long run of working in your housing budget. But remember, your monthly payment, your monthly outflow is very important, because that's actually how much you're paying for your house. Now, for those homesteaders out there for 30 years and stuff, a lot of times it doesn't make sense to do a lot of this stuff, because you're just trying to pay down the overall principal to have a zero interest, a zero principal loan, have nothing owed, and just be able to be a homesteader. For you guys, we can talk that a separate time. But for most of us who are always under budgeted for what we want and always looking for more, the ability to sell your house, get the most money it's ever been worth, and then move over is a great ability. Another one I want to point out is for those of you later in life that are thinking about downsizing or thinking about reducing your budget overall, why not sell your house when it's at an all-time high? Take all that money, put certain monies away, maybe pay off your car, maybe pay off some debts, maybe pay off college, whatever it is that you owe, then reinvest into a smaller house, but with a better interest rate, reduce your payment, reduce your overall exposure, pay down bills, pay down debt, put away money for the future, and be in a better place. I think the year 2021 is going to bring a lot of great opportunities. We have a vaccine rollout coming soon. We possibly have a change in president coming soon. We have a lot of different things that are going to change the environment in the year 2021. The question is now, as a real estate professional, what are you going to do different that's going to make you successful? I know there are some people out there that found massive success last year, and I know there's other people out there that weren't able to find that success. The question is, why were they not able to find that success, and how can you find that success in 2021? In real estate, one of the most important things, which you understand, that's why you're here listening to a podcast, is to continue your education. The more you know, the more you're able to close, the more you're able to do. A lot of times people in real estate, they want to learn everything about the actual transaction before they get a transaction. I'm telling you, you need to start with the transaction and work your way along with a good broker who can educate you the entire way. While it's important to study the entire equation and to know everything, it's most important to get new clients. With every business, there's one thing that gets you started that gets more. We can look at each piece of real estate and determine which one. When you do rentals, they lead to the possibility of future buyers. It's a great thing to offer, but probably shouldn't be your number one flagship item. When you work with buyers, you end up usually selling them houses. Sometimes you find out they need to sell a house. Sometimes you get a referral from them. In the future, you hope if you did a great job that they'll come back to you. So that leads to some business. Last but not least, we have listings. Listings, once you put that sign up, it's working for you. It's out there telling everybody to call you for that house. So now you have buyers and sellers alike calling you to find out more information about the house, as well as agents. You also have the ability of referrals. You have the ability of buyers who come into that house that like it, but don't like that exact house and want a different house. And then other sellers who see that you did a great job selling that house may be interested in listing with you. I can tell you guys, in 2021, if I was to choose a focus, I would focus on listings. I know buyers are easier to come by, especially in a seller's market like it is now. I think we all have dozens and dozens and dozens of buyers. But I can tell you, pretty soon, what's going to happen is everyone's going to be chasing buyers because the listings will show back up. There's always an ebb and flow to every tide. There's an up and down, a left and right. And right now, we're extremely leaning towards the seller's market side as I've ever seen in my entire career, which tells me that someday soon, who knows when, there's going to be some sort of market correction, which means that every agent's going to go from chasing listings to chasing buyers. Because when listings are selling quick, everyone wants them. Everybody's chasing them and everybody's hoping to get one. When the listings are sitting and they're not selling quick and people have to do a lot of work, everyone starts chasing buyers. Because let's be honest, most real estate people want that direct sale, that immediate gratification. So understand here that I always want to be on the opposite side, so that while everyone's chasing buyers, I'm stacking sellers. And while everyone's chasing sellers, I'm stacking buyers. And why is that? So that when that shift happens, I have an enormous amount of energy coming into that new environment. I hope this helps you for 2021. I want to thank again everybody who's listened, all 5,000 of you. It has been an amazing experience to talk to so many people and to help out so many different agents. I've gotten so many nice emails, phone calls, text messages just saying thank you for the information that you give, and I've really learned a lot from it. I appreciate that, and I really look to give you guys as much information in 2021 as possible. If you haven't yet already subscribed to the podcast, please make sure to do so and tell your friends and family about it. Also, make sure to jump on Facebook, check out the group, sign up for the newsletter, jump on the website, and just be a contributing member of Real Facts on Real Estate. I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great week, and congratulations on the 100th episode and 5,000 listens.